Hanging Out with the Old Fellas podcast would like to advise that bananas are a herb. Details and pictures at 11.
A 7, 8, a 1, 2, 3.
Your last question will probably be, did I leave the iron on? Is it sitting on that Raylon shirt? Will a short circuit send sparks around the bookcase, which will catch a light and burn the house down? You'll think of the huge stash of ill-gotten cash you hid under the mattress. Now it's just a pile of smoking ash.
Greetings, hangers. Greetings, danglers. Greetings, Charlie Pickering.
Charlie Pickering?
Yes, yes. It appears Charlie Pickering at the weekly show is a bit of a fan.
Oh, a bit of a fan, eh?
Well, he's been stealing our Godfrey's vacuum cleaner jokes.
From episode one?
Yep. They even put the Godfrey's bowling ball gag in their promos.
So does that make Charlie Pickering a hanger or a dangler?
Ooh, I think that makes him a crusty sheepdag, to be honest.
Yes, well, honesty is the best policy.
It is?
Unless Matron asks you, does this uniform make my butt look hideous?
Oh, well, last time she asked me that, I said, no, it's definitely not the uniform.
Right. You got 6 weeks in solitary for that, didn't you?
Officially, yes, but it turned into 8 weeks, I think.
Oh, did she forget you for a fortnight?
No, the extension was at my own request.
Oh, good thing too, if not a little peculiar.
Oh, speaking of a little peculiar.
Yes, you called?
I did notice you last Monday, sitting out in the vacant lot next door for about 3 hours.
Oh, yes.
Staring off into the forest.
Yes, well, that was the result of the letter I got from my American pen pal.
Oh, Thurston Howell III.
I forget his number. Mm. But he was saying he was going to spend his Sunday afternoon and evening watching the superb owl for about 3 hours, and that I should do the same.
3 hours watching the superb owl?
Yes, but he said I'd have to watch it at the exact same time as him. Otherwise, someone might spoil it by telling me the result.
Telling you the result? Of what? Like, the superb owl has a quota of vermin to catch?
I don't know. But Thurston Howell III did reassure me that it would be very exciting because it's between Kansas City and San Francisco.
Kansas City and San Francisco? No, 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 that's not the superb owl, Barry.
Yes, I thought that poor bird had a lot of territory to cover.
Show me the letter.
Yeah, a lot of habitat to protect. A lot of lawns to mow. Although if the superb owl is commuting between Kansas City and San Fran, then that's probably shorter as the crow flies.
Oh, Barry, it's not the superb owl.
It's the crow?
No, it's the Super Bowl. You were supposed to watch the Super Bowl.
What, the footy game?
Yes.
In America?
Yes.
The sporting event in between all the ads?
Yes.
Featuring San Francisco and the Kansas City Superb Owls?
The Kansas City Chefs.
Oh, right. Who won?
Oh, well, the Kansas City Chefs flambéed their opponents into oblivion.
Of course, yes.
But apparently the big winner...
Yes?
...was the halftime usher.
Really?
And the Flying Swift.
Oh, yes. Well, I saw that bit.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. For 3 hours, the Flying Swift completely dominated the Superb Owl.
What a triumph, Barry.
You'd expect nothing less from the Flying Swift.
Grumpy's ginger beer tastes like no other. Crack open an ice cold Grumpy's to enjoy one of the healthiest drinks around. I mean, you have more chance of being run over by a truck than by a bottle of Grumpy's Original. And clinical trials prove it's safer to down a cool Grumpy's on a Friday night than to poke a nightclub bouncer in the eye with a stick. Grumpy's ginger beer, guaranteed safer than juggling explosives. From grumpysgingerbeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
Yes. Now the original Mickey Mouse is out of copyright, I think we need to find a way to repurpose the original cartoon of Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie? I think the porn industry's already onto that one. Steam-powered Willie, more like it.
Steam-powered rodent?
Starring Richard Gere?
Richard Gere and the rodent. And 3, 2, 1, we are back, hangers.
We are back, hangers.
Yes, well, speaking of Richard Gere.
Speaking of getting it all out in the open.
Well, if you want to go down there, Barry.
Yes, Jerry.
How do you feel about Xi Jinping shining a light under your blanket? Because it is happening.
Ping found the good torch batteries, did he?
It looks that way, and he's loaded them up in the super high-res international online digital flashlight known as TikTok.
TikTok?
Yep. And he's using it to spy on everyone's private bits.
Oh, that's all right. I don't have a TikTok account.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Says here that the Chinese Communist Party's social media bureau...
AKA TikTok?
Yes, they have apparently been using TikTok to harvest everybody's personal information, whether you've got a TikTok account or not. TikTok has the capability to reach out through user networks and read all their social preferences and those of any connected parties. It's a complete breach of privacy.
How can the Chinese Communist Party breach privacy when they don't even know what privacy is?
I wonder if the CCP has been scrutinising my morning motion. I mean, there are plenty of bad actors around the world who wouldn't mind a piece of my morning motion. And Xi Jinping is definitely one of the world's bad actors.
Oh, yes. Did you see the reviews he got for the Red Riding Hood Pando? The critics banned him.
What part did he play? The wolf? The woodsman? The gingerbread man?
No, Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, of course. Of course, he'd want the title role, wouldn't he? Yes.
But according to the critics, he made a complete dog's breakfast of it.
A wolf's breakfast?
I mean, his rouge was way too strong, his lipstick was all over the place, and he couldn't get the skipping right.
He should have taken lessons from the North Korean army.
Or the Nazis.
Yeah, then the critics would have panned his accent as well.
Red Riding Hood with a German accent.
Yes, well, that would have gone down a hoop with the kiddies.
Hey, Red Riding Hood, where's Hitler?
He's behind you! He's behind you!
So, I expect all those theatre critics who lambasted Xi's performance are now chained to a dungeon wall somewhere in Shanghai.
Probably, yes. Little Xi Jinping went home after the performance and wrote out a to-do list.
One, take over Communist Party. Two, slap all theatre critics in irons. Three, order the honey prawns.
And tell the Nigerian delegation,
no yams.
Yes, of course.
And how did Ping know the Nigerians were bringing yams to the banquet?
Read it on the Nigerian Embassy TikTok account.
Yeah, well, at least the CCP are collecting the important information.
Yeah, you don't want to bugger up Xi Jinping's rider.
Yes, well, all this TikTok spying, it does have its upside. I believe it was the Chinese Communist Party that tracked down David Warner's cricket cap.
The lost, stroke, stolen baggy green?
Yep.
Did you see the condition of that thing when they found it? Looked like the cat had used it for a scratch post.
Well, that proves that Xi Jinping must have stolen it, because every villain has a cat.
And Ping would be about the only person in the world to have a use for David Warner's old cricket cap.
And how's that, Barry?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Good. I'll do it again. And how's that, Barry?
Well, there are only two people in the world with such a massive hat size.
Oh, you're right, Baz. What a coincidence.
And here's another coincidence. His cap was number 426.
Right.
And if you add up the numerals in 426, that comes to 12, which is the exact number of years David Warner played Test cricket.
Blimey, Barry, that is a coincidence. But what does it prove?
Proves I can count to 12.
Oh, yeah, if you take your shoes and socks off.
Then I can count up to 24.
Barry, your whole theory about David Warner and the number 12, it's just one big word salad.
A word salad?
Well, it's true.
What's a word salad?
It's a bunch of words that says a lot but doesn't say anything at all.
Oh, right, like an actual salad.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Look, let me give you an example. From the Queen of Word Salads.
Word salad has a royal family?
Oh, the Queen of Word Salads is self-coronated.
I'd expect nothing less.
And here she is, American Vice President Kamala Harris.
Every election cycle, we talk about this is the most election of our lifetime. This one is. I have been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what. And I think that's important. And it relates to all people.
Ah, you gotta give it to the Americans.
It's just what the Ayatollah said. But there she is,
Kamala Harris demonstrating the art of word salad. So what do you think of that, Barry?
Well, as word salads go...
Yes?
That was a veritable flogging with a wet lettuce.
A word lettuce?
Oh, a word lettuce, yeah. I can hear Archie choking on it now.
That's why Kamala is California, North American and Pro Bowl word salad sovereign.
They don't write inspiring political rhetoric like that anymore.
Well, that was only just last December.
A bygone era.
Oh, yes, she was one hell of a public speaker.
Quite the talent, yes.
And speaking of talent...
With a capital TAL.
Youngest world darts finalist ever.
Kamala Harris.
No, not Kamala Harris. Luke Littler. At 16 years and 346 days, he's the youngest person ever to even win a single game in the world's darts championships. And he kept winning until he got to the final.
He's a darts champ and he's a Littler.
Well, yes and no. He didn't win the final, but he came pretty damn close.
So he's just a Littler then.
Well, did you see him?
Well, you're the one telling the story.
Well, there he is. Look at that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Viewers, I am seeing the likeness of Luke Littler in Jerry's morning motion.
Actually, that's my afternoon dropping.
Wow, it looks so real.
Well, that's what he looks like. Luke Littler.
You sure he's 16? He looks about 35.
Yeah, I think they need to test him for steroids.
Do steroids help you in darts?
Well, it depends how hard you want to throw them.
I suppose you can be the pub darts champion and the pub bouncer all at the same time.
Yeah, his accuracy with the dart could give him some interesting crowd control techniques.
Some drunkard starts acting up, gets both ears pierced from 15 metres.
Luke Littler pins him to the wall by the earlobes.
Now that's a triple 20 score.
Oh, yeah. If Luke Littler can learn to pull a beer, he'll be a triple threat.
Oh, not till he's 18, Jerry.
Oh, yes, yes. We must adhere to the responsible service of alcohol regulations.
And the responsible darting of the earlobes regulations.
Of course, yes.
Yes, very important, yes.
What would the world be without responsible darting of the earlobes regulations?
One word salad short.
Vacuum. I look under Barry's pillbox Jerry, Barry, Barry, Jerry.
Oh, I start?
Yes.
Oh, normally it's you.
Yes, sometimes it's me, sometimes it's you.
Well, a lot of the time it is.
Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
What a triumph, Barry.
Oh, you'd expect nothing less. You'd expect nothing less from the... Here we go again. You'd expect...
He's behind you!
So, I expect all those theatre critics who lambasted G's performance... So, I expect all those theatre critics who lambasted... Yeah, you don't want to bugger up Xi Jinping's rider.
Yes, well, all this TikTok spying, it doves. Oh, the queen of word salads is... Oh, the queen of word salads is self... Sorry. Oh, well, the queen of word salads... Salads. Salads.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
My.
Oh, was she a Taylor bird? Or is she's a whole mix-up of birds, isn't she?
She could
be a Taylor bird. She could be a Swift. She could be a superb owl, for all we know.
Well, yes, yes. But we do know that the bird is the word.
The bird is a bird. She could probably record that and make it a bloody international hit, couldn't she?
I'd buy it.
Oh,
yeah. High rotation.
Yes. Oh. That could hurt. The bird on high rotation.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh. Even if it was done by Taylor Swift.
Depends on how you sat on it.
If I ever interviewed that Taylor Swift, I'm going to get her to sing that.
Are you? The bird.
We're going to do a live song, yes.
Yes.
Taylor Swift sings
the bird song.
Bird's the word.
Bird is the word.